Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsilak for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to third. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Lyons steals second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first, with long covering, for the out. Bradley moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac strikes out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Traver pinch runs for Randy Milligan. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Traver scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jack Hardy now pitching. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Traber now playing first base. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops it up and throws to first, with Hardy covering, for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Traber reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Traber moves to third. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Baines reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Tom McCarthy now pitching. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsilac hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Ripken scores. Tettleton moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gallagher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's 9-2, Orioles. Mark Hussman now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallagher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Orioles. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bradley hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Traber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Carlos Martinez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.